Top STEM school fund that allegedly sold curriculum to China faces IRS complaint. An education watchdog group has filed an IRS complaint alleging that the Thomas Jefferson High School for Science and Technology Partnership Fund sold the intellectual property of one of the nation's top public schools to Chinese entities, jeopardizing its nonprofit status. Defending Education on May 27 asked the IRS to open an investigation into the fund, alleging it entered into business contracts with organizations linked to the Chinese communist regime and that it warrants revocation of its tax status. The Thomas Jefferson High School for Science and Technology Partnership Fund did not respond to a request for comment from the Epoch Times by the time of publication. Thomas Jefferson High School for Science and Technology in Alexandria, Virginia, is a leading science and technology school, and the Thomas Jefferson High School for Science and Technology Partnership Fund was established by alumni and parents in 1999 to support the educational programs of the school. The watchdog group said it obtained correspondence from school and fund personnel, and alleges that the fund received $3.6 million from Chinese entities in return for curriculum and other intellectual property, and then used the payment for capital improvements for the school. Documents obtained by Defending Education give the appearance of negotiated fee-for-services transactions, reads the complaint letter. Thomas Schools. Concerns have been raised for years that the school fund's largest donors were Chinese organizations. In 2023, Virginia's Secretary of Education wrote a letter to the school district's superintendent alleging that the school and fund accepted significant financial contributions from entities known to have connections with the Chinese Communist Party. "I am requesting that you direct schools within your division to cut ties with CCP-linked partners. Furthermore, I have asked the Virginia Department of Education to investigate the prevalence of such relationships between CCP-linked partners and local school divisions," wrote Secretary Amy Rogstad-Guidera. In response, Superintendent Michelle Reed said in a 2023 letter that school affiliations with the Chinese entities expired in 2021, and the last donation from any such entity to the fund was in 2017. Reed said the school fund had relationships with three China-based entities and, from the outset, followed a cautious approach to these relationships. Both Reed and Defending Education reported that the fund had agreements with the China-based Aimsun Foundation and Tsinghua University High School between 2014 and 2018, during which the organizations donated $900,000 and $1.2 million, respectively. Tsinghua University High School is an affiliate of Tsinghua University, which has opened ties to the Chinese military. Aimsun's founder and executive vice chair also worked as a deputy director for one of the Chinese regime's United Front branches. In return, the fund gave the organization's literal and metaphorical blueprints for creating identical versions of TJ in China. The documents from the fund included TJ's curriculum, core syllabi, lab photographs, thumb drives containing student research projects, and even its floor plans, the complaint to the IRS reads. According to a 2018 email from the school's assistant principal cited in the complaint, has a contract with Aimsun that they will pay $1 million in exchange for help in getting their schools up and running in China. Called the Thomas Schools. Between 2016 and 2021, the fund also had an agreement with Sherbal Department Store Holdings, a Cayman Islands Incorporated, China-based consulting services group, which gave the fund $1.5 million, according to fund documents referred to in the complaint. The group alleges that in exchange, the fund paid teachers by the hour to draft summaries of their courses, including the curriculum design/pace of the year, equipment/book/materials needed, class layout, and possible student projects/paper topics for own version of the classes. The fund reported these donations as tax-exempt income related to charitable purposes. The IRS complaint alleges the records, which show fund personnel using language such as agreement and contract, indicate otherwise. The fund notes on its website that it is independent of the school. The watchdog group alleges that the school's and fund's operations substantially overlap, sharing workspace, staff, and other operational resources, and that the contracts required sending educators from the school, not the fund, to Tsinghua University High School. The complaint was lodged during the same time the Trump administration has placed a freeze on international student visas, with Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security Kristi Noem highlighting coordination with the CCP as part of the reason to revoke Harvard University's exchange student program. Thomas Jefferson High School for Science and Technology has also come under fire in recent years over its admissions practices, and the U.S. Department of Education on May 22 opened an investigation into whether the school used race as a factor in admissions.